Hey, podcast friends. Jonathan Goldstein here with some exciting news. While I'm hard at work, lovingly and sensuously, gnawing through kilometers of audio tape to produce season 3 of Heavyweight, you, the listeners, are left with nothing to listen to. I can only assume things have grown desperate, and you've resorted to cupping your ears to seashells by the seashore, eavesdropping on your neighbor's arguments, and tuning in to the TED Radio Hour. Boy, do you need your free audio stories, and boy, do you need them now. Lucky for you, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast called Sondra. Sondra deals with a world in which artificial intelligence isn't so artificial. As someone who only activates Siri a couple of times a year by accidentally sitting on his iPhone, I don't personally understand anything about this podcast, but I do understand star power. Sondra stars Kristen Wiig, Alia Shawkat, Chris Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. So without further ado, here's the first episode of Sondra. Please enjoy.
There's a reason why everyone's switching to Sondra, the world's most responsive and intelligent personal assistant and knowledge navigator.
Here you go, Dad. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandpa.
It's a shiny black cube?
It's Sondra.
She talks to you.
Oh no, I've heard of this.
Come on, just try her out.
She can help you lead a better, healthier, more productive life. She can get you where you need to be or answer questions you never knew you had.
Ask her something.
Like what?
Like, Sondra, what's the temperature in Bratislava?
Currently, it's 77 degrees and mostly sunny in Bratislava. Chance of rain, 0%.
Now see, what do I care about the temperature in Bratislava? Where is Bratislava, by the way?
Ask Sondra.
Sondra? Where's Bratislava?
Bratislava is on the western border of Slovakia, near Austria. It's the capital.
Okay, so she knows geography. Big deal.
But she remembers, Dad. That's what's so cool about her. Like, Sondra, what were we just talking about?
First you asked me the weather in Bratislava, and then you wanted to know where Bratislava was located.
Sondra, how about some music?
Here's a song you might like.
Wow, that's... You know, your mom always used to play this song. How did Sondra know that?
She's really intuitive, Dad.
You love Sondra. You love Sondra.
Sondra, by Orbital Teledynamics.
I can help with that.
Shit. Not now, Donnie.
Well, hey, how's your first day of work, baby? You making friends? You answering questions people never knew they had?
It's a really, really bad time.
You say that whenever I call you. Shit, me, you're still my wife, right?
No. Well, legally, but come on, Donnie.
So what's it like so far? Are your coworkers nice?
I don't know yet. I'm about
Look,
to go...
I just called to say I'm proud of you, okay? With your new job, stepping out, moving up in the world. It's kind of a coincidence that good things are happening to both of us at the same time, huh?
Donnie?
With you over there at Orbital Tele... whatever. And me and this little thing I got lined up. Masterminded, I guess you could say.
Come on, Donnie. I haven't even started work here yet, and you're already screwing this up for me.
Aren't you listening? Helen, I'm trying to tell you about some good news in my life.
All right, 30 seconds.
So, me and McNeil. That's a code name because somebody's probably listening.
McNeil? Are you talking about Neil?
Oh, yeah. And just blew his cover. Okay, we're finally doing it, Helen. The thing that I've been telling you about.
What thing? You never told me about anything.
Sure I did. McNeil and I got this quick job out at the Dupree plant. The specifics aren't important. Just know that once we, free those hogs and resell them, then I can get that paddle boat business going down to Thompson Park.
Donnie.
And then, pretty soon, if we pool our, you know, money together.
Not pooling our money. How many times am I going to have to... You're seriously messing with my comp, Donnie.
You stay calm, Helen. You're going to do great. You know, you've been great everywhere that you've worked. The Chinese buffet. The place that sold pecans. The furniture store. Now this. I'm proud of you, baby. I love you.
Okay, I'm hanging up right now.
Okay. Just work hard and be yourself. And remember, don't take any shit. I love you. You still there, Helen?
Hi, so they told me to...
Okay, so you really think that was his idea.
Excuse me.
Welcome to Orbital Teledynamics. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Helen Pereira. They told me to stop by the front desk before starting work to get registered. Today's my first day.
And who is they?
Mr. Glantz. Dustin Glantz. He said you'd be expecting me.
Name and address?
Helen Pereira, 142 Maplewood Ave, Guymon, Oklahoma.
You're a local, huh?
Born and raised.
Water tower side or cemetery side?
Cemetery side.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Married?
Yes, currently.
Dependents?
Does the husband count?
We'll say none. Emergency contact?
Put Delia Carpfinger. That's my mother-in-law.
Any medical conditions, special accommodations?
No. Should I go in now?
That depends.
Depends on what?
Whether you want to make Dustin wait any more than you already have.
Oh, of course. Through that door?
And all the way back. He's waiting to do your assessment.
Any advice?
If you're going to lie, do it for every single question. Don't lie just once.
But what if I don't want to lie at all?
That's another strategy.
I'm not trying to win, am I? Isn't it like a personality test?
Let's just say that the people who lie are usually pleased with their results. Think about it.
Dustin?
You're Helen, right?
Yes.
Have a seat right there. I just need to get the program up and running.
So, this is the assessment.
If I can just get this thing to... There.
How does it work?
What?
Is it like multiple choice or...
Compiler error? Freaking compiler error? I swear to Christ. Sorry. So, what were you saying?
I was just wondering, how do you determine where people go?
This piss pile again.
Should I come back later, or...?
Okay, I think we're ready.
Okay.
So, how the assessment works is, this thing is going to generate a bunch of questions, I read them off to you, you answer however you want, then boom, you're sorted.
Okay, got it.
Would you say that you're warm?
Oh, I'm fine.
No, that's the first question.
Oh. Like, am I a warm person?
However you want to interpret it.
I think I'm warm, but maybe other people might disagree. Was that... Did I say the wrong thing?
No wrong answers. Whatever you say, it just goes right into the system. Seriously, you don't have to be nervous.
Okay. But what if I don't like my assignment? Can I take the test again?
It's not a test.
But can I do it again?
I've been doing this for 4 years. No one's been disappointed.
Okay.
Is your family proud or ashamed of the life you've chosen?
Wow. that one's pretty heavy.
You can pass.
No. I can tell passing is bad. I'm not passing.
There's no bad way to do this.
Well... I haven't heard from my dad since I was in sixth grade, so I'm gonna say he doesn't care too much what I'm doing.
Okay.
And my mom died 5 years ago, so...
Okay. So, proud or ashamed?
Right. Sorry. I'm gonna go with proud.
Are you a nester or a migrator?
Migrator, definitely.
Wow, zero hesitation on that one.
How long have you lived in Gaiman?
Too long.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Gaiman, it's like that movie with all the trucks.
Maximum Overdrive. Great film.
I think it was called Fury Road?
No. I'm pretty sure it was Maximum Overdrive.
Okay. Well, I saw that movie, and I was like, that's Gaiman. You know, it's just a hopeless, desolate garbage fire of a town, and I want to be as far away from it as possible.
Hope is a mistake.
What?
That's the quote from the movie.
Oh, it could also be our town motto.
So where are you going to go?
What do you mean?
When you leave Gaiman, where will you migrate to?
Anywhere else, really. Somewhere civilized, where there's more to life than pig theft and paddle boats.
Huh?
You know, just someplace where hope isn't a mistake.
Huh. It looks like there's just one more question.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's weird. I've never seen it go this fast.
That seems bad. Is it bad?
Could be you're just acing it.
I thought you said it wasn't a test.
You got me. True or false? I wish I could be as happy as other people seem to be.
Hmm. That's a trick question. Where it's like, if I say true, I have low self-esteem. But if I say false, I'm full of myself.
Looks like you're the expert here. Go with your gut on this one.
Okay. I'm gonna say false. Because I don't wish I could be as happy as other people seem to be. I want to be as happy as I can be.
Do you like birds?
I thought you said there was only one question left.
Oh, no, sorry. The assessment's done. You've been assigned to birds.
Oh, really?
It says right here.
Birds. Huh.
Disappointed?
No. No, I never would have expected that, you know, based on the questions.
The program must have a good feeling about you. Let's get you situated, shall we?
Wait.
What?
Don't I need to study up on birds or something?
Alan, trust the system. We wouldn't drop you into a situation we didn't think you could own.
I don't want to mess this up.
There's no way you could.
Oh, I'm sure I'll find a way.
Listen to me. When you pass through those doors, it's just like the real world. Anything goes. Sometimes it's going to go smoothly, sometimes it's going to be rough. So just be yourself.
Myself?
Just let it flow naturally. The users are coming to you. All you need to do is be there for them when they do.
That's it? That seems...
That's literally it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let me show you to your pod.
Sandra, do I have a banana allergy?
I can help with that, Tad. What are your symptoms?
I have to have symptoms?
Yes, Tad. By definition, an allergy produces symptoms. No symptoms. No allergy.
Is it possible to get an allergy just by thinking about it?
That's not possible.
Huh. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so much bigger than I imagined.
This is as far from Gaiman as you can get without actually leaving Gaiman. Here, this way. You're right down this aisle, just past Enlightenment Philosophers. Automotive is on your left, food allergies is on your right. When you've hit the films of Morgan Freeman, you've gone too far.
So everyone in here is...
Yep, all Sandra. All the time.
How does it even work?
I'm not sure anyone knows how the whole thing works. We're just a bunch of tiny cells all working together.
All little parts of the big brain.
Exactly. Well, here we are.
This is me?
Yep, and this is Naya, your podmate.
Hello.
Hi.
Naya's in food allergies, but she can help you out with the basics. You're going to be a good neighbor, right, Naya?
What?
Give Helen the lay of the land, show her the ropes, that kind of stuff.
Here are the ropes. The end.
Great. Great. Wonderful.
So what do I...
See that flashing? That means you've got a session. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, is this thing crapping out on me again? Sandra.
Hello, Barry. I'm right here.
Oh, finally. Sandra, what bird is this?
I can help with that, but I need some more information. Can you just
pass the bird to me?
It's tiny, like pocket-sized, and it's all yellow except the wings and this little black patch on the front of its head.
Based on your description and current location, chances are you're looking at a male goldfinch.
It's really, I mean, wow. The color on this thing, it's unreal.
Males display bright plumage during the breeding season in an effort to attract mates.
I just feel so lucky to be here right now.
Yes, Barry. I know what you mean.
Sandra was directed by Sebastian Silva, written by Kevin Moffitt and Matthew Derby. Executive produced by Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by April Lamb, Katie Pastor, and Matthew Bowl. Associate produced by M.R. Daniel. Sound design and editing by Ryan Villia. Mixed by Matthew Bowl. Additional engineering by Bobby Lord. Score by Daniel Bruneau. With performances by Kristen Wiig, Alia Shokat, Christopher Abbott, Avi Rothman, and Ethan Hawke. Special thanks to Terrence Bernardo and Jasmine Romero. Sandra is a production of Gimlet Media.